Okay, today's daf is Zvachan daf Pei Zayin. We left off in daf Pei Vav Amid Beis. We are at Itmer, second to last one on the line, the second to last line of the page. The first thing we're going to talk about is whether Evarim are considered to be Me'ukalim. Is it considered that they already had equal, that they've already been consumed by the Mizbeach, and therefore would not have to get returned to the Mizbeach if they weren't on the Mizbeach at Chatzos? Can they be considered Me'ukalim? Certainly if they are on the Mizbeach at Chatzos, so that's what we discussed in the Mishnah, and the way we explained the Mishnah, that if they're pretty much dried out, then they're consumed, but they're not totally consumed. Being on the Mizbeach will make it consider as if they have been consumed. So yeah, but what if they're not on the Mizbeach at Chatzos? Will Chatzos still make it considered as if they have been totally consumed? And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Evarim can become Pasul Belina while the Evarim are still on the Mizbeach, meaning certainly there is such a concept of Psulina by Amud HaShachar the next day if the Evarim are still there. Now, if they're on the Mizbeach, you never take them off of the Mizbeach, but let's say they're on the Mizbeach when the Amud HaShachar comes the next day, then they're taken off of the Mizbeach. Do you put them back on the Mizbeach, or do you say, no, they became Pasabalina while they were on the Mizbeach? Then we're going to talk about the idea that the Mishnah speaks about, that the Kevesh is Mekadesh, just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, what's on it, that Amalilu Yerdu, the ramp up to the Mizbeach is also Mekadesh, and we also mentioned that Klei Shares have the capacity to be Mekadesh, that... excuse me, that which is placed in them. So we're going to discuss whether Klei Sharis are even Mekadesh Psulin in order to allow being Maktir them on the Mizbeach L'chavchila. Do we say that that something that's put in the Klei Sharis and it's possible, can now be, you're now allowed to be Maktir on the Mizbeach? And then we're going to, on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss whether the Avir Mizbeach is like the Mizbeach itself. Does that have Kedushas HaMizbeach, the airspace above the Mizbeach? And that's going to lead us into a discussion of whether yesh chibur la'olin or ein chibur li'olin. If you have a part of a limb that's, let's say, on one in one location and part that's in the other location, do we view the entire thing as if it's in one single location where the majority of it is, or do we assume ein chibur, that there is no connection between them and they're in separate places? But all that comes up in the context of discussing the idea of whether there's the Avir HaMizbeach has the Kedusha of the Mizbeach itself. So let's see. Says the Gemara, again, two lines from the bottom of the page, Pei Vav, second to last one line. Itmar, Perishu Kodem Chatzos Vechzira Nachar Chatzos. Let's say you have a Varim that are hardened, that are taken off from the Mizbeach before Chatzos, and then you put them back on the Mizbeach after Chatzos. So they could not have become mu'ukal, they could not have become considered to be consumed at Chatzos because they weren't on the Mizbeach at Chatzos. So the machlokas amoroyim is, at what point are they considered to be mu'ukal? At what point are they considered to be consumed? So Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Chatzos Sheni Okaltan. Rav Chista Amar, Amud HaShachar Okaltan. Rabba says that since that night at Chatzos they weren't on the Mizbeach to be considered mu'ukal, you have to wait until Chatzos of the next night in order for them to be considered mu'ukal. But Rav Chista says, no, Amud HaShachar, the next morning, they're already considered mu'ukal. When you have Amud HaShachar the next morning, meaning both Rabbi and Rav Chista agree that Chatzos HaLaila is not going to do anything for Evarim Kashim to make them considered to be mu'ukalim if they're not on the Mizbeach. The din that Chatzos makes them mu'ukalim is derived from a pasuk that says, Al HaMizbeach Kol HaLaila Adaboker. That was the drasha that we had in yesterday's daf, that yesh boker lebokro shalayla, that in addition to the regular boker, there's an earlier boker that makes it considered mu'ukalim, and we darshan that earlier boker is chatzos. But the pasuk says, al hamizbeach. The whole machlokas is, okay, you missed that boat, but can they become mu'ukalim later on? The Sfasemis writes that this machlokas, Rabbi and Rav Chista, is shaykh even by Evarim that you put on l'charchila only after Chatzos HaLaila. Do we assume that the Zman of the equal is at Alos HaShachar, or the next chatzos halayla. But the Gemara tries to express the machlokes in a case where it was put on the mizbeach prior to chatzos, was removed from the mizbeach prior to chatzos, and then put on the mizbeach again after chatzos to tell us a great chiddush that chatzos does not make equal unless the evarim are on the mizbeach. That's the great chiddush that our Gemara is trying to tell us. So here's the machlokas amoraim. Granted, chatzos could not make equal because it wasn't on the mizbeach al chatzos. Good. Now, what does make equal? When would we consider that these limbs have been devoured, have been consumed by the mizbeach, and therefore you would not have a mitzvah to put them back on the mizbeach anymore? Is that at the following night's chatzos, or is it already at on that morning's? Amri be'rav, my time, Rav Chista, why is it that Rav Chista holds that alos ha-shachar makes the evarim already as if they are mi'ukalim? Because he has the following kal v'chomer. If chatzos halayla, which is not enough to pasalei varim belina, that it doesn't pasalei varim that are off the mizbeach with a psalina chutz lemizbeach, because the entire night you're still allowed to put a varim on the mizbeach, you're allowed to take a varim from the ground and put them on the mizbeach and be makter them on the mizbeach, and nevertheless chatzos is also equal for whatever's on the mizbeach. It's considered mu'ukal at chatzos. So amar shachar shel salina, amar shachar, which apparently is powerful enough to take the evarim that are off the mizbeach and say now you have a psalina that sets in at amar shachar. So then, of course, you know, din shel se'ikol. All the more so, it's going to have the capacity. Amar shachar will have the power to make it that the limbs that are not on the mizbeach are mu'ukalin. So the Gemara brings another situation where you have machlokes rab of Rav Chista. Perishu kodem chatzos ve'chziru l'achar marashachar. What if they came off the mizbech before chatzos and you didn't put them back on the mizbech, not just after chatzos, to after marashachar the next day? Is there a din equal on these evarim? So Rabba Amar, chatzos sheini ochalton. You need to wait till the next night chatzos. Rav Chista Amar, ein bahen equal li'olam. Rav Chista, who normally says Amar HaShachar is what caused the equal, well, they weren't on the Mizbeach at Amar HaShachar, so he says ein bahen equal li'olam. You have to, no matter what, you're always going to have to put them back on the Mizbeach. They never have a din of equal. It's always going to be subject to Mi'ila until it mamish turns to charcoal. You're always going to have to put on the Mizbeach. Because remember, when it's actually fully consumed, then there's no din equal. It's automatic. It is equal. Meaning you don't need a halachic fiction called equal. It's of course, it's completely consumed. And then, of course, there would be no din of putting it back on the Mizbeach anymore. Our whole discussion is when it's not completely charred and consumed, it's just dried out, so there's a halachic fiction called equal when certain things happen. So that's what we're discussing, that circumstance. So according to Rav Chista, if it missed Amud HaShachar on the Mizbeach, then there is no halachic fiction equal. But of course, there's still going to be the regular equal. So now, both Rabba and Rav Chista hold the first chatzos is not going to be ma'akal de'evarim. It's not going to create that halachic fiction of equal because at chatzos it wasn't on the mizbeach. But not everyone agrees to that. Maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks on both Rabba and Rav Chista, Uman leimelon de chatzos v'rosh mizbeach m'shavi le'equal. Whoever told you that it's only if the limbs are on the mizbeach, only then chatzos is going to make it, that it's ki'ilu they're m'ukal, that it's as if they're fully consumed. Dilma, kol hecha demashk chluhu m'shavi le'equal. Maybe wherever the limbs may be, whether they're on the mizbeach or whether they're not on the mizbeach, it's automatically considered as if they are mu'ukalim, because even if they're not on the mizbeach, they're on the ground. But the time of chatzos halayla should make them as if they are totally mu'ukal. Shoshol chumitam, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Hilchus Rav Yosef, Allah follows Rav Yosef, that chatzos halayla works to make the evarim mu'ukal even if the Evarim are not on the Mizbeach. And it manami yamar Rabbi Abba perishu kodam chatzos v'chziron achar chatzos. The Evarim are not on the Mizbeach at chatzos. They came off before chatzos. They don't go back on until after chatzos. Lonanin, it's only an Isra midirabanan to get an off from them, but because of v'lomol, and there is no Isra mi'ila minatorah, that chatzos works to make it that they are mu'ukalim, and therefore if they're mu'ukalim, it's already nasis mitzvasam. You've already done the mitzvah with them. There is no more mi'ila on it. That's the sheet of Rav Yosef against both Rava and Rav Chista. V'chein tana bakapara. Perishu kodem chatzos v'chzir na chatzos. Yotzim midei mi'ila. They now have left the parsha of mi'ila, even though they weren't on the mizbeach on chatzos. Chatzos creates the sense of equal, even if the Evarim are not on the mizbeach at that time. Omelet of Papa Labai, Vichimiacher, the Shulch Mitam Hilchsek Rav Yosef, Vom Rabbi Barava, Vichain Tani Bar Kapara, Rabba Rav Chista, B'mai Pligi. So if we're already saying the Halach Zak Rav Yosef, so what is the circumstance that Rabbi and Rav Chista are arguing about? It's not Mustavar to say that they argue on all of that, and they hold that Evarim that are not on the Mizbeach are not considered mu'ukalim, meaning it's one thing initially we said, okay, it's just Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef disagrees with everything Rabbi Rav Chista said. But once we say that the halacha is like Rav Yosef, and the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba also thinks the halacha is like Rav Yosef, so it's hard to imagine that Rabbi Rav Chista totally disagree with Rav Yosef. So Amalei b'shmeinim. So Abai explains that Rabbi Rav Chista argue about Evarim that are shmeinim, that they're moda, that chatzos will work to consider to make it that hardened evarim are considered mu'ukalim even when they're not on the mizbeach. But they're talking about evarim that still have some fat to it, that even though they're hardened, they're not considered mu'ukalim al chatzos halayla, because their fattiness prevents them from becoming ash, and such evarim, that's where you have machlokas Rabbi Rav Chista, when it becomes mu'ukalim. Is it at Amud HaShachar, or is it the chatzos sheni, the next night's chatzos? Okay, so now the Gemara discusses another shayla. Boy minei rava me rava. Linamo elis pro shalom zveach, oinam elis pro shalom zveach. What if the evarim of an animal were on the mizbeach all night, even past Amud HaShachar? Does it become possible lina from being on the mizbeach past Amud HaShachar? So certainly, if it was off the mizbeach past Amud HaShachar, that would be considered a psul lina, and you're not allowed to be malid on the mizbeach anymore. But over here, we're talking about something that was on the mizbeach all night. Does that become possible lina? Well, hey, chidami, ilay midol yardu. Well, if it was on the mizbeach the whole time, it never came off of the mizbeach. So hashta lanu ba'azara amrit the lo yardu b'rosham mizbeach mivay. Meaning, what would the halacha be if something taka did become possible lina? Right, the halacha is that if something becomes possible lina, and then it was, you know, it's not supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, but it was. Halacha is lo yardu. You leave it there. You don't take it off from the mizbeach. So even if there is a psulina on the top of the mizbeach, that it can become psulina while it's on the mizbeach. But what's that going to mean? That anyway, if something were psulina and were on the mizbeach, you don't take it down. So if it became psulina on the mizbeach, obviously you wouldn't take it down. You would leave it there. No, that's not the shayla. Ve'elo di yardu. The shayla is it came off of the mizbeach. Meaning when the evarim were on the rosh mizbeach the entire time, of course lo yardu. The whole suffix, the whole shayla that Rava asks, is that the evarim were on the mizbeach when Amud HaShachar happened, but then they came down off of the mizbeach. And our shayla is, Are those evarim considered to be possible lina to the extent that you're not supposed to put them back on the mizbeach? That's the shayla. So says the Gemara. What are the tzadim of the shayla? What's the tzad say yes? What's the tzad say no? So l'shulchan midaminan la. Do we compare the mizbeach to the shulchan in the mikdash? Now we say mizbeach is dumb with the shulchan. Normally that's a different context. Normally we say mizbeach is dumb with the shulchan. It means shulchan in your house, that in a certain sense we view our own table and the way we behave by our table as an avoda, like it's the mizbech. That's not what this Gemara is talking about. This is the shulchan in the mikdash, the shulchan that had the lechem apanim. So do we say that that the halachos of the mizbech mirror that of the Shulchan. And therefore, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Menachos that afilu hein ala Shulchan yamim rabim, ein b'kach klum, the lechem apanim, the vizich elavona, could be on the Shulchan for a long, long time, and they never become possible lina. So too, maybe evarim that are on the Mizbeach, no matter how long they're on the Mizbeach, they never become possible lina. Odilma, lekarka midaminan. Or maybe not. Maybe we should compare what's on the Mizbeach to the karka of the Azara, and therefore we should passel it belina, that which is on the Rosh HaMizbech should be passel belina, just like that which is on the karka of the Azara becomes passel belina. So Rabbi answers, Rabbi, ein lina b'Rosh HaMizbech. There's no such thing as becoming passel belina while on the Rosh HaMizbech. Okay, that was Rabbi's answer to Rabbi, that there is no psul lina. That may be what Rabbi answered, but kibla minei olo. Did Rabbi like the answer? Did Rabbi accept such an answer? So Tashema, so says Gemara, will bring a raya whether Rabbi accepted the answer or not. Di itmar evarim shalanu ba'azar. If you have evarim that were left on the ground of the azar all night, so they became possible lina, mekater v'holich, you're allowed to burn them kol alayla, all night long, until Alos HaShachar. Once Alos HaShachar comes, too late, right? Because then it's psulina. Lanu perosh shamizbeach mekater v'holech liolam. But if you had lina on the rosh hamizbeach, you'll always be able to continue to burn them, even if it stayed on the mizbeach way past Alos HaShachar. Yardu, once they come off of the mizbeach, then it's machlokas. Rabba Amar Yalu, Rabba says, put them right back on. They didn't become pasulina because there's no such thing as a pasulina for Rosh HaMizbech, but here's the key. Rabba Amar Lo Yalu. Rabba says, you're not allowed to put them back on the Mizbech because they became pasulina while they were for Rosh HaMizbech. So now that they've come down, they are pasulina, you're not allowed to put them back up. So you see, even though Rabba answered Rabba, Rabba didn't accept that answer. Shmamina Lo Kiblamine Shmamina. So you see that Rava did not accept Rabba's statement that there's no psulina b'rosh hamizbeach, and that taka is a strong raya as to Rava's point of view. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say that k'shem shemizbeach mekadesh. We said just like mizbeach is mekadesh, that which is ra'ui lo, so too the kevesh of the mizbeach, the ramp of the mizbeach, is also mekadesh. And just like the kevesh and the mizbeach are mekadesh, what's ra'ui lahem, so too the kelim are also mekadesh. Klei sharis are mekadesh, what's ever put in them. So says Maratan Rabban, we have a brisa. It says in the pasuk about psulim that are brought on the mizbeach, hanogeya b'mizbeach, that which is nogeya b'mizbeach becomes holy. Ein liyala mizbeach. I would only know that mizbeach is mekadesh psulim that are put on it. Kevesh minayin. How do I know that the ramp of the mizbeach is mekadesh those psulim that are placed on the ramp? Talmud Lomar es hamizbeach. That's why the pasuk says es hamizbeach. The actual word es teaches l'rabos the ramp as well, right? This is the famous discussion the Gemara has in a couple of places. Are you able to darshan kol es Shebetorah, right? Who was it that was Dorish Kol Esim Shimon HaMasuni? It was Dorish Kol Esim Shebetorah until he got to Es Hashem Elokechatira and Miad Porei Shad Shabba. What was it, Rabbi Akiva? And he darshened Es Hashem Elokechatira L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim. So then he knew that you can darshan every yes. So I think that means we passed him the end of the day that yes, you can. We darshan Esin. So here we're darshaning an S, that because it says Es Hamizbeach, so S means even that which is tough to the Mizbeach, even the Kevesh is Mekadesh Psulin. Klei Sharis Minayin. How do I know that Klei Sharis are Mekadesh, whatever is put into them? Tamul Lomar, Kalanogea Behemikdash. The Pasuk says about the Klei Sharis, when it talks about being anointing the Klei Sharis for their Kedusha, it says Kalanogea Behem Yikdash. And that Kalanogea Behem includes things that are placed inside of them. So, by Menerish Lakshmer Biachim, Klei Sharis Mao Sheikachu Esa Psulin. Can Klei Sharis be Mekadesh something possible that was put in them? So we're assuming that Rabbi Yochanan assumes that Reish Lakish's Shaila is about Pidyon, meaning your Mekadesh Shekabon Mincha that's Temeya in a Kli Sharis. is there kedushas haguf on that carbon mincha, and therefore you're not able to be podit? Or do we say, no, it's not kedushas haguf, it's kedushas damim only? Klei shari is not going to be mekadesh a tamei carbon mincha with kedushas haguf. It will only be kedushas damim, and you can be podit. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, well, that's your shaila tenisua. We already know this from a mishnah. Kishem shemizbeach vakevish mekadshin sorei len kach kele mekadshin. So you see clearly that klei sharis are mekadesh even something that's puzzle, so it's going to have kedushas haguf, and memela there's not going to be a din of pidyon. So that's the shaila, that's the answer. So I'm going to Rabbi Yochanan, that wasn't the shaila. L'chadchila likarev kami b'ayli. My shaila was, can you be makravil l'chadchila? Are klei sharis mekadesh something puzzle that was placed in it, in to the extent that it has the same din as something kosher that was placed in it, that you're even allowed l'chadchila to be malir on the mizbeach, to be makdir it? Or do you say that no, klei sharis aren't machshir psulim? The whole issue is, you know, the whether imala lo yeirid, but it's not going to be machshir psulim l'chadchila. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? Even if that's your shaila, even if your shaila is about whether klei sharis can be machshir psulim l'chadchila, hanami tanina. That's also a mishnah that we had, because we said that the following things are olu lo yeirdu, that if they go up on the mizbech, you leave them there. And one of those things is shekiblu psulim v'zarku es damav, that psulim were mekabel and zorek the dam. So that's when im olu lo yeirdu. My love, kiblu psulim v'zarku psulim. Isn't it only because a possible person was mekabel and zorek the dam? And since the carbon is possible by zrikas psulim, that's why you can't be makdirit l'chadchila. It's only im ola lo yerid. You leave it there if it was accidentally put up there. Well, let's say psulim were only mekabel the dam, and the zrika was done by ksherim on the mizbeach. So then, doesn't that mean that it's dam kosher because the zrika was done by kashrus? So even though psulim did it, the klei sharis apparently, even though it was possible because apostle did the kabbalah, apostle person did the kabbalah, but the klei sharis has the capacity to be mekadesh it and machshir it, even to lechadchila bring it on the mizbeach. And it's only going to be a bidiyevet if it's a possible person that was also zorek into the mizbeach. But if you have a kosher person willing to be zorek lechadchila, that's apparently okay. So you see from the Mishnah that at least sharis can even be mekadesh psulim and machshirit even lechadchila to be makter on the mizbeach. So Reish Lakish responds, "Lo, you cannot prove that from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah's the Mishnah is not talking about a case where a possible person was mekabel and then zorek the dam. No, the Mishnah is talking about two cases. Shekiblu psulin, inami shezarku psulin. I mean, what was our whole deal? That if a apostle person was mekabel and zorek, that's when it's a bidyevet. But if an apostle person was only mekabel and not zorek, a kasher was zorek, that would even be lechadchila. It's a bad deal. Because the Mishnah did not say that if an apostle person was mekabel and zorek, it's only b'diavad okay. What the Mishnah said is if an apostle person was either mekabel or zorek, that b'diavad it's okay. So that's why it's not a great raya. Now this idea of being mekadesh, whatever is placed inside of it, comes up in the oddest of all places. In Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses the letters that are nitfal to the Shem Hashem. Do you need to have kavana to, let's say you have the word La Hashem or Me Hashem or something like that. So do you have to have kavana to be mekadesh those letters b'kedusha Hashem? And he says we don't find that you need kavana for the osios hanitfalim because the Shem is written b'kedusha. So whatever is nitfalo is automatically kadosh together with it. So in the Tshuvas Lahoros Nasan of Nasan Gestetner in Chelik Dalitz and Pei Gimel, one of the great poskim in Bnei Brak who just passed away. Maybe a decade ago, maybe even less, explains that the tzadim of the Sefik are what is the nature of the kedusha of that which is tafel to the shame? Is it that because they're tafel to the shame, they become part of the shame, and therefore you're not allowed to erase them because they have the din of the shame itself? Or do you say that no, they don't become part of the shame, that even that which is nitva l'shem is usher to erase? They're not part of the shame, they're nitva to the shame, but even that is usher to erase. See, if you say like the first side, you could say that the nitva require kavana, because it's part of kedushas Hashem, it's the actual shame Hashem, so it should require kavana just like the rest of the shame Hashem. But if you say like the second side, so then you don't need to have kavana. The fact that you erase them is because they're proximity to the Shem Hashem. So he suggests to be poshet the suffix based on what the Achronim say, that the reason it's tefillim are miskadshim from the Ikra Shem is similar to what happens in our sugya, that the mizbeach is mekadesh anything that touches it, and klesharis are mekadesh anything that enters into the klesharis. So too the Shem Hashem is mekadesh the osios that touch it, so to speak, the osios that join it within the same word. Now when it comes to kedushas klesharis, the Rambam baskins in Psalei Mekdashim Paragimel Lachav that it's only mekadesh midas, but shalom midas it's not mekadesh, and that's clear in the Yerushalmi as well in Masechah Sukkah Perek Dalel Chazayin when it comes to the mizbeach that it's only mekadesh midas. So then you could say lechaora the same is going to be true by these osios, that it's only when you have kavana that it's going to be mekadesh. So it's a fascinating tushdal, fascinating comparison to make between one sugya and the other. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Avir mizbeach mizbeach dami alo, the big shaila. When you have airspace above the mizbeach, does that have the same din as the mizbeach itself or not? Let's say a person hangs limbs of a korban in the airspace over the mizbeach, but they never actually rest on the mizbeach. Do you consider it as if they were ola on the mizbeach, and therefore you say malu lo yardu? Or do you say that no, they were never on the mizbeach, they hovered over the mizbeach, but they were never on the mizbeach, and therefore you can bring them down? So Tashma says, well, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. Kishem shem mizbeach mekadesh kach kevesh mekadesh. We said that just like the mizbeach is mekadesh that which is put on it, so too the ramp is mekadesh that which is put on it, and therefore, if you put the Evarim of the Karban on the ramp, you bring them up to the Mizbeach, you can move them over to the Mizbeach and burn them because they're already Kadosh, and you don't bring them down. Well, the Iamrit Avir Mizbeach, Lavka Mizbeach Dami, if the airspace above the Mizbeach does not have the same status as the Mizbeach, well then guess what? Avir Kevesh Nami, Lavka Kevesh Dami, then it stands to reason that the airspace over the ramp of the Mizbeach is not going to have the same din as the ramp of the Mizbeach. Well then, Hechi Masakli Mekevesh Mizbeach. How are you going to move these limbs from the ramp of the Mizbeach onto the Mizbeach proper, onto the Tiarosh Mizbeach, so to speak, onto the top of the Mizbeach, Havala Yarut? Because the second you lift them up from the Kevesh, they're in the airspace above the Kevesh. And if that's not considered to be on the Mizbeach, shouldn't that be the equivalent of limbs that have fallen off of the Mizbeach, where Im Yerdu Lo Yalu, you're not going to put them back up on the Mizbeach? So how would you ever have a situation where you would say, oh, that since the Kevesh is Mekadesh as well, so any limbs that are on the Kevesh, just throw in the fire on the top of the Mizbeach. The second you pick them up, they've gone off of the Mizbeach. So what you have to say is that the Avir HaKevesh is like the Kevesh itself, and therefore the Avar Mizbeach is like the Mizbeach itself. Says not necessarily, maybe, dinagadai. How do you get it from the Kevesh to the top of the Mizbeach without it going in the airspace above the Mizbeach? You drag it along the ground of the Kevesh, and that way it never goes in the airspace. So maybe we're not being poshet the Shaila about the airspace above the Mizbeach as well. And that happens to be a fascinating Shaila in general about airspace above areas of Kedusha, right? We have the Shaila as far as when it comes to the Mizbeach in our sugya, but this comes up in a number of other places as well. The Rambam paskins in Psalim Tashim Parakimul Halach Yudbeis that the Avar Mizbeach does have a din of the Mizbeach, and the Mari Korkus explains that he's being poshet the suffix of the Gemara from other places. And the Rambam paskins that it's Avir Mizbeach Kemizbeach. Kesem Mishnah says you don't have to come on to that. The Gemara Shaila, I mean, you don't have to say that he got it from other places. The Gemara asked the Shaila about this. It's Nibaydul of Shita. So misafek, you don't bring anything down once it reaches the Avir HaMizbeach. So the Shaila comes up in a different context entirely. In Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, or Chaim Simchav Ches, he was asked, what about the Avir of a Beis HaKnesses? Let's say, so certainly above the roof, okay, so that's not the Avir of the Beis HaKnesses, it's not contained within the Beis HaKnesses. But let's say below the ceiling of the Beis HaKnesses, the airspace, you have have a cathedral ceiling, very, very high ceiling in the Beis HaKnesses, and then they realize, oy vey, we forgot to make an Ezra Snashim. So what are we going to do now? Oh, we'll build a balcony. Ah, so you build a balcony in order to make an Ezra Snashim. Problem is, an Ezra Snashim, Pashtus, does not have the same Kedusha as the men's section. This is a four-way Machlokas Achronim, exactly what the Kedusha of Ezra Snashim is. I talk about it in my next Sefer, Mitzvah Hashem, should be coming out in a couple of weeks, but the Pashtus is, except for one wild card Shita, the Ezra Snashim does not have the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. A lot of people are unaware of this fact. A lot of people think, like that strange Shita, that it has more Kedusha. That's why when they come into Shul, and there are no women in the Ezra's Nashim, they like to daven in the Ezra's Nashim. I assume that's why they do it, because they think it has more Kedusha. But that's not true. It does not have more Kedusha. We assume that it has less Kedusha. So that's why you have this difficult Shaila. Can you turn Avir Beis HaKnesses into an Ezra's Nashim and go build a balcony? So that's a very fascinating question. You have a similar Shaila by the Avir Harabayis, right? Can you take a helicopter ride over the Harabayis, over even those parts of the Harabayis where you're not allowed to go, or if you didn't go to the mikvah, any part of Harabai, you're not really allowed to go. So that's also Shaila relating to the Avir. So that's the Gemara Shaila over here, and the Gemara did not yet has not been poshed the Shaila, nor will it be. So says the Gemara further, Avir Yesh Ben Kevesh LeMizbeach. Well, isn't there some airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach itself? They're not mamish right pressed up against each other. So when you're dragging the Avarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, it goes over that airspace. So shouldn't, when it passes over that airspace, shouldn't we consider it as if it's come off of the Mizbeach and therefore cannot go back on the Mizbeach? So Gemara says, no, because the limb, that airspace is a tiny little gap. The limbs are very large. Ruba la Kevesh ka Kevesh, Ruba la Mizbeach ka Mizbeach. When the majority of the limb is on the ramp, so then it's considered like it's on the ramp. The whole limb is on the ramp. When the majority of the limb is on the top of the Mizbeach, it's considered as if the whole limb is on the top of the Mizbeach. So that's why we're not worried. We don't consider it as it's going over that gap that it's considered to be off of the Mizbeach. Oh, so Tivshot Meha Hadabai Rami Bar Chama. Then we should be able to answer Rami Bar Chama's old Shaila. If you're going to tell me that when it goes over that gap, we don't consider it as if it's off of the Mizbeach. Rather, we consider it to be wherever the majority of the limb is. Well, Rami Bar Chama asked an old Shaila. Yesh Chibur La'olin Alo. Do we consider that whatever's brought on the Mizbeach, that there's a sense of chibur, that a limb, that part of the limb is on the Mizbeach? Do we consider that the entire limb is on the Mizbeach because the majority is on the Mizbeach? Or do we say, no, the part that's on the Mizbeach is on the Mizbeach, and the part that's not on the Mizbeach is not? So Tivshot Yesh Chibur, from the fact that we're not willing to passel the limb as it goes over that gap, and we say, no, you know where that limb is? It's wherever the majority of it is. So you see that this is a... That we're assuming yesh chibur. So says Gemara, yeah, okay, fine. Hello, Kasha. That's not a stira at all. Tifshot, yeah, we can in fact answer that the suffix of Rami Bar Chama, that yesh chibur, that there is chibur for that which is ola on the Mizbeach. So it turns out that the Gemara has not yet been poshet the suffix whether Avir Mizbeach is Kimizbeach or not. So Maskif la Rav Bar Chanan. So he says, I don't understand the whole suffix. E Amrit Avir Mizbeach Kimizbeach Dami. If the airspace above the Mizbeach has a din of Mizbeach, Ola Sa'of, the Pasal B'machshaveich in Mishkachasa. If you do a Malika of an Ola Sa'of in the airspace above the Mizbeach, because that's where the Malika is supposed to be done when you're standing on the Mizbeach, how can you ever have a Machsheves Pigle that will Pasal an Ola Sa'of when you're doing the Malika? Hakolta Mizbeach. At the time you're doing the Malika, the Mizbeach has already been collate because it's already in the airspace of the Mizbeach, so it should already have a din of Imalu Lo Yerdu. So you should be allowed to be Makterit even the next day. Meaning what? Machshava's pickle is I'm having a machshava, then I'm going to be makterit the next day. Well, guess what? You're allowed to be makterit the next day because it was ready ola on the Mizbeach, if you assume the Avir Mizbeach to be the same as the Mizbeach. So since the din of Machshavas Pigul applies to an Ola Sa'ov, what you have to say is that the Avir Mizbeach is not like the Mizbeach. So when you're doing the Malika in the Avir HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach has not yet been collate the Ola Sa'ov. You don't consider it as if it's on the Mizbeach. And therefore, if you have Machshava to be Makhtiri tomorrow, that Taka is a Machshavas Pigul. So Maskav Sim Barashi Alamalo, why, if the Avir Mizbeach is like the Mizbeach, would it be so difficult to imagine a Machshavas Pigul I can come up with this case. Mechshkachas la kigonda amar harini molka almanas lahorida lemachar ulahalos laktira. Maybe the guy does the malika having a machshava. Not that I'm just going to be makhtarit tomorrow, because ain't a chinami. Right now it's on the mizbeach, so I can be makhtarit tomorrow. It's already ola. No, I have a machshava that I'm going to take it off of the mizbeach after I do this malika, then bring it back on the mizbeach and be makhtarit. So that's going to be a ktara psula chutzuzmano. That should be the machshava that the machshava is pigle. Well, and that's true even if the aver mizbeach is kemizbeach. Says Mara, yeah, hanich on the Rava. That makes sense. If you assume like Rava, da Marlina mo elis brosh hamizbeach, meaning our kasha is only going to be kasha. Therefore, if you assume like Rava, that lina will possibly even the evarim that are on top of the mizbeach. So if you take the olas ha'of off of the mizbeach after it becomes possible lina, it will be usher to bring it back on the mizbeach. So if the kohen has a machshava at the time that he's doing the malika, that's what he's going to do. He's going to take it off the next morning and then bring it back on. So that's a machshava that's going to make it piggle. Oh, but if you assume like Rabba that we had earlier, that lina will not happen when the evarim are on the mizbeach itself. Less of the machshavto. This machshava is not going to passel the olas ha'of, because even if he does everything that he says in his mind that he's going to do, everything that he verbalizes that he plans on doing, and he takes it off of the mizbeach the next day, it's not going to be a problem to bring it back up on the mizbeach because it never became possible lina. So then, Rasim Barashi's kasha is still a kasha. If avir hamizbeach has a din of the mizbeach, there's no way to have a machsheves pigel of an olas ha'ov, because whatever you're thinking about doing of being mocked your dad olas ha'ov tomorrow is mutter. You're allowed to do it. So where do you ever have a machsheves pigel? So says Gemara l'Rabbi Nami Mishkach. So you could have it. Kegon d'amar hareni molka al menas l'orida kodem amun ha'shachar la'lo salach ramun ha'shachar. You have a psulina. How do you have a psulina? You got it off of the mizbeach before amun ha'shachar. If it came off of the mizbeach before amun ha'shachar, then of course there's a psulina, and you're not going to be allowed to bring it back up on the mizbeach. That was the whole machshavas pigle that you could have by an olas ha'of, even if the aver mizbeach is kemizbeach. So if Sirim Barashi now finishes off his kasha on Rava bar Rav Chanan, that not only that can we not be poshet, like you said, that the aver mizbeach is not like the mizbeach, but adraba lahachki sami atif shot aver mizbeach kamizbeach dami. Maybe we could be poshet the shaila in the other direction, that the airspace above the mizbeach is like the mizbeach. These talk about the aver mizbeach lav kamizbeach dami, because if you're going to assume that it's not kamizbeach, chatasof psul hechimazami. Dama, a chatasof that becomes possible by having a malika shalol lishma. How is the malika done on the Rosh Mizbeach? You should say that any psulim that are brought up on the Mizbeach, lo yerdu. So you're allowed to be mazamidama on the Mizbeach. So hechi mazamidama. How can you be mazamidama on the Mizbeach at the time that you pick it up in the airspace in the Mizbeach to be mazamidam? Havale yarud. It's already considered that it's off of the Mizbeach. So says Gemara. And we could ask even further, shar psulim, a behema that has a psul in its dam, and the dam goes up on the mizbeach, and the din is, oh, since it's already on the mizbeach, lo yere, just be zorek the dam. Hechi zorek lumidama. How could you be zorek the dam? Don't you have to lift the dam to be zorek it the second you lift it up in the airspace on the mizbeach? It says if you've taken it in, off the mizbeach. So don't you see from there that that when you lift it up, it's not as if you've taken it off the mizbeach? So says Gemara, no, not a raya. You can't prove from here that avir mizbeach is kemizbeach. Demagalhu. Maybe the case is you take the chatas off, and at the time you sprinkle the dam, it's touching the mizbeach directly. Or the dam behema that's in the kli is sitting on the mizbeach, and you're zorik it from that position. So it's never in the avir. So says Gemara, but ha hazaihi. Mitsuhi, how can you call that sprinkling? That's squeezing out the blood directly on the mizbeach. Hazrika shvichahi, how could you call that being zorek the dam? That's mamish spilling the dam right there on the mizbeach if it's sitting on the surface of the mizbeach and it's not in the avir mizbeach. Va'od v'chiderach hazal bekach, derach zrika bekach. Is that the way to be maza v'chatos ha'ov so close to the surface of the mizbeach? Is that the way to be zorek dam of a behema so close to the surface of the mizbeach? So there's no way to say that that's what's actually going on, that it's sitting on the surface of the Mizbeach. No, obviously, it's in the airspace above the Mizbeach. So we have a raya from there that Avir Mizbeach is considered like the Mizbeach. And that's why you're allowed to be Mazeh or Zorek, even though it's in the airspace above the Mizbeach. It's not considered that you've taken it off. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi rejects. Says, no, we have not yet answered the Safek, because E did not cut the Huberosha Mizbeach Hachinami. If the Safek was about a person who's standing on the top of the Mizbeach holding it, then in a Hachinami, we would have been able to be poshate the Safek and show that Avir Mizbeach is like Mizbeach. But that was never a Safek. That was Pashut. That if a person is on the Mizbeach holding something, of course that's considered like that thing is in the Mizbeach itself. That wasn't a Shaila. Kika Amar Titalina Pekadim. You know what a Shaila was? The man who was holding it was not on the Mizbeach, but he was holding it on the edge of a stick, and the stick was hovering over the Mizbeach. That's the Shaila. Is it considered that it's on the Mizbeach or not? My. So what's the din then? Teku, that the Gemara leaves unresolved. That's a Shaila that we're not able to be poshet, that suffix. Okay, so we'll stop there. And Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Peches Amud Aleph.